O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Exodus 20, verses 1 through 21. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to The Greatest Commandment by Paul Zak. The piano part provides a rippling effect, while the cello's counter melody complements it with a steady line. The Greatest Commandment is sung in three different iterations, first one at a time, then all three simultaneously. The interwoven melodies rise and fall in gentle waves, then join together at the very end to create a unified chorus of love.
Your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Let us be known, let us be known by the way we love. Let us be known, let by the way we love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord.
Exodus 20, verses 1 through 21. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the place of slavery. Do not have other gods besides me. Do not make an idol for yourself, whether in the shape of anything in the heavens above or on the earth below or in the waters underneath the earth. Do not bow in worship to them and do not serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, bringing the consequences of the father's iniquity on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing faithful love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commands. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God, because the Lord will not leave anyone unpunished who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You are to labor 6 days and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You must not do any work, you, your son or daughter, your male or female servant, your livestock, or the resident alien who is within your city gates. For the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything in them, in 6 days. Then he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and declared it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony against your neighbor. Do not covet your neighbor's house. Do not covet your neighbor's wife, his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. All the people witnessed the thunder and lightning, the sound of the ram's horn, and the mountain surrounded by smoke. When the people saw it, they trembled and stood at a distance. You speak to us and we will listen, they said to Moses, but don't let God speak to us or we will die. Moses responded to the people, don't be afraid, for your God has come to test you so that you will fear him and will not sin. And the people remained standing at a distance as Moses approached the total darkness where God was. Life often feels daunting. It can be hard to know what to do and where to go in so many different situations, and we are regularly left wanting guidance and direction. Well, thankfully, God loves us deeply, and because he knows what's truly best for us, he gave us the Ten Commandments as a divine roadmap to navigate life. These aren't just rules. They're God's loving guidance, handed down to Moses and meant to be cherished and lived out. Through these commandments, God shows us how to live in a way that reflects his love and wisdom. Jesus brought a deeper dimension to these commandments, teaching us to see beyond the literal words to their underlying spirit. He illustrated, for example, that avoiding harm isn't just about physical acts, but also about mastering our anger, offering a richer understanding of spiritual maturity. He simplified the essence into two powerful commands: love God with all your heart, and love others as you love yourself. These commandments are precious gifts meant to guide, protect, and help us grow. They teach us how to cultivate peace with God, within ourselves, and with others around us. Our natural tendencies might make it hard to follow these laws, but through faith in Christ and with the Holy Spirit's help, we can find the strength to honor God in the way that we live, to become more and more like Jesus in our thoughts and actions. Learning to live by the Ten Commandments is a journey of discovery, much like the process of learning to be honest. When we're young, we might think we need to lie to protect ourselves. But as we grow, especially with the guidance of those wise in the faith, we learn the value of truth and the importance of living with integrity. This journey helps us not just individually, but it also strengthens our communities as we try together to embody the love and righteousness of Jesus. So take some time today to reflect on these 10 words, these 10 commandments. Thank God for them and ask that the Spirit might help you to live by them. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.